Why is America so robophobic?
We need to give Americans a product they can love, a figure they can rally behind.
We can't put a machine on the street.
Forget machines.
We're gonna put a man inside a machine.
Don't play good cop, bad cop.
Bad cop, RoboCop.
Thank you for your cooperation.
Okay, here's the deal. I absolutely love Paul Verhoeven's 1987 film RoboCop, but I was still curious to see the remake. Unfortunately, everything that made that first film so amazing was lost or neutered in this new version. The story follows a Detroit detective named Alex Murphy, who is severely injured in the line of duty. A tech corporation fits him with a cybernetic suit to become a powerful law enforcement officer with the efficiency of a machine. Gone is the biting satire and social commentary in the film. So is the gritty and over-the-top violence. Also gone are the decent bad guys and a lot of the action. While it has an impressive supporting cast with Gary Oldman, Samuel L. Jackson, Michael Keaton, and Jackie Earle Haley, the film spends too much time chatting with the audience about technology and offering no depth to the characters. This new RoboCop plays like a primer for what not to do when you remake a classic. RoboCop gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.